Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
We are about to tap into Josh Dacos. I think he's about to join us on the line for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Josh, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Ian Cohen, Mark Neal and Ben Casanilia in the K-Rock Hub, as we like to call where we're calling from. Well done tonight. What was it like to play in front of 22,000 people after playing in front of barely anybody in the last 6 weeks?
Hey boys, thanks for having me. Unreal. I think you could, early on in the warm-up, you can kind of get that sense back, a little bit of adrenaline going through, but even that early. And then playing, I didn't think, you'd notice it so much, but yeah, absolutely, playing. You can't really talk to your teammates as much, you're yelling to them. And when a player like Geordie kicks five, you hear in the crowd a fair bit.
Talk to us about the conditions, the rain, obviously, during the day, slicking things up, and then it hoovered down at times during the contest. Did it impact on ball handling as you could see it on the ground?
Yeah, well, the last few days we had a few thunderstorms, so that's what we were expecting, but it didn't get that bad, unfortunately. And I think you could get a feel for in the warm-up. I think the ground's pretty dewy as it is, but then with the rain, we were just preaching, staying over it, being harder at the ball, and I thought we did that pretty well and played the conditions well.
Josh, it's Ian Cohen. Congratulations on your game. You kicked a very handy goal in the second term. Well done. Talk us through that. And also just expand a bit about what your role is, because there's quite a few of the sons of guns and similar-sized players all moving through that area for Collingwood. Talk to us about your goal and your role.
Yeah, with the goal, not much to talk about, really. I think I got the handball from Brownie, and luckily enough, I knew where the big sticks were. And
Instinctive snap.
Snapped it too, yeah. So, and then with our roles as a team, we've kind of, the last 2 weeks, starting at Hawthorn last week, flicked it around a little bit. You would have seen Steve a little bit higher up.
Yeah.
Brownie plays that higher forward role, and that myself. I played a lot of predominantly wing early on the year, but starting to get a bit more high forward this week.
You're enjoying it, though, when you do get inside the forward 50 and have a look at the big sticks?
Oh, absolutely. Eyes light up, mouth waters. I love it.
We're speaking with Collingwood young gun Josh Dacos on K-Rock Football. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Here's Mark Neal on K-Rock Footy.
Josh, well done on the win. Great win for your club, setting up life in Perth for a little while. Mate, we were talking on it before the game about how good Geelong had been denying the opposition the ball over the past month, but it turned out that you guys were dominant in disposal. I don't know whether you picked that up out there, but what was the plan for you going into the game with regards to your ball movement?
We knew the conditions, so we're definitely going to try and go forward, not over handball, but I think, you know, a huge part of our structure the last couple of weeks is the forward's just been able to lengthen and run forward a lot more, and it's just opening space up for the mids, and you get to see Geordie one-on-one where, you know, he plays on his instinct and it's very tough to beat. So I feel like as a team we're playing a bit more instinctive. We didn't allow Geelong to get, you know, their drop-off with Blitzards and, you know, O'Connor and all those boys. So we matched them and we just kind of made it a contest, and, you know, we're winning the ground ball.
Yeah, no, look, everything you said, yeah, you certainly outplayed Geelong in all aspects of the game. Now, mate, back into hub life. What's the plan? What does hub life look like before you take on, I think it's West Coast you guys have got next?
Yeah, we've been looked after really nicely by the AFL. We're in Joondalup, the resort there. Unfortunately, can't play any golf, but we've been keeping busy with table tennis, a bit of Daytona, and a bit of card game. So the boys are definitely, you know, getting accustomed to hub life and found out the news that it's likely the rest of the year we'll be played interstate. So, you know, a lot of boys working through, you know, families and whatnot. But, we've definitely enjoyed our time, you know, team bonding and whatnot.
Where were you when Hoskin Elliott decided he was going to put in his nomination for Mark of the Year?
I think I was on the wings. I had a perfect year. I had a front row view of that. But that's Wilbur. That's Wilbur playing at his best. He's a freakish player. Got unbelievable talents, and he's just an amazing leaf.
Yeah, it was. Not bad on a wet night to clutch it like that.
Yeah, the crowd absolutely loved it.
Josh, you're starting to feel comfortable at AFL level, and I suspect that you'd get some comfort out of the fact that you missed last week through injury, and instead of having to go through a scratch match, you instantly recalled, and that's probably the sign of somebody who's starting to not cement a spot, but you know, going towards that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've got some good continuity in my football, starting from, you know, pre-season games to round one and then after COVID. So the belief is there. Each game is getting a little bit more confident. And, you know, my teammates, coaching staff have been awesome like that. You know, as a team, we play with a lot of confidence and a little bit of dare. So for me to be able to bring my strengths to the table gives me a lot of confidence.
How many games do you reckon you need to play before you stop being referred to as Peter's boy and he starts becoming Josh's dad?
No, I think I'll always be Peter's boy. Dad is a great player. You know, just consistent over many years and you know, people paid to go watch him. So, you know, I'm so lucky to have him in my corner and, you know, be able to chat with him whenever about matchups, you know, positioning and even, you know, some skill stuff. So he's been, you know, so important for my football, and there's been plenty of times where, you know, I've been struggling and he's been, you know, just a great dad for me. So, you know, I love him to bits and, yeah, I'm so happy.
Yeah, absolute superstar he was. If you're ever going to get one complete Peter Dacos game, get that 13-goal game against Brisbane in 1991 at Carrara, what is now Metricon Stadium, Josh. I reckon you probably have seen it, but I tell you what, for pure brilliance, I remember being a 13-year-old kid that night, sitting back in absolute awe watching that, and I reckon that's probably the go-to game for your old man.
I'm sure.
You've got 11 days to think about it in Hub Live, so you might be able to go and watch it a couple of times.
Yeah, plenty of time. Yeah.
Hey, Josh, we really do appreciate your time. Well done, mate. We're enjoying calling Dacos. It's just great to call the name, and especially when you kick goals like the one you kicked tonight, it's even better for us as commentators. Well done on the win. Enjoy Hub Life in Perth, and we look forward to seeing you in action against the Eagles next Sunday.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy your night.
Josh Dacos joining us there for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing, or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.